temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Time for your Tuesday Drive at 5. 65 degrees. That's getting up near our high temperature for the day as we have more showers and storms headed our way. This is your Drive at 5. I'm Rick Dayton. The National Weather Service issuing a rare level 4 moderate severe weather outlook for a large chunk of western Pennsylvania, also southeast Ohio, and also for the panhandle of West Virginia. National Weather Service and Moon issuing that rare level 4 moderate severe weather outlook for most of the coverage area. It is just one level down from the highest risk. That moderate risk means they have high confidence that there will be many severe storms and that several of them could be significant, bringing hurricane force wind gusts, large hail, even EF2 strength tornadoes. The National Weather Service Pittsburgh said it's the first time since 2014 it has issued a moderate severe weather risk for its coverage area. Earlier today, most of the area received 1 to 2 inches of rain, although some areas were getting as much as an inch of rain per hour, and already the ground is soaked, which could make the risk of trees coming down much greater if indeed the wind does pick up. Man stabbed multiple times in a Pittsburgh Regional Transit bus this afternoon. 56-year-old man stabbed while on board the 56 Lincoln Place bus near the intersection of 2nd and Flowers in Hazelwood. He was taken to UPMC Mercy Hospital, is in critical condition. The suspect took off, ran from the bus, but was found by Port Authority police about a half hour later. He was taken to UPMC Presbyterian Hospital, treated for cuts on his hands, and then taken into custody. Second channel is opened, allowing some traffic to get by the wreckage at the Baltimore Bridge collapse site. This, the news from Associated Press, as crews opened that second temporary channel, allowing a limited number of marine traffic vehicles to bypass the wreckage of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge, which had blocked the vital port's main shipping channel since the destruction a week ago. Work is ongoing to open a third channel that will allow larger vessels to pass through the bottleneck. Officials announced at a press conference this afternoon the channels were primarily open to vessels that are helping with the cleanup effort, along with some of the barges and tugs that have been stuck in the port of Baltimore. Also in the news, Iran vows retaliation on Israel after commander's deaths, and that has fears growing of a war spiraling. Monday's airstrike in the Syrian capital reverberating across the Middle East, raising fears that the war between Israel and Hamas could flare into a wider conflict. Iran vowing retaliation for the suspected Israeli attack on its embassy compound in Damascus that killed two of the country's top commanders. The attack also killed 5 military advisors for the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, Iran's immensely powerful military and political organization. Now, one of them was a senior commander. Another one of them was a key figure in coordinating the so-called Axis of Resistance, the anti-Israel, anti-West network of Iran-backed groups that operate with militants from across the Arab world. Also in the news at this hour, a Florida man has been sentenced to 14 months in prison for threatening to kill a Supreme Court justice. That word came down from federal prosecutors that Neil Sidhawani, 43, of Florida, pleaded guilty on December 15th to transmitting an interstate threat. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Florida said he had faced up to 5 years in prison, instead gets 14 months. He called the U.S. Supreme Court, identified himself, and left an expletive-filled voicemail threatening to kill a specific justice back on July 31st. Prosecutors did not identify which justice was the target of his telephone threat. Israel's strike, the latest one in Gaza, has killed 7 aid workers, and they were with the World Central Kitchen. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu admitting that his country's forces unintentionally hit innocent people in the Gaza Strip after an airstrike killed 7 aid workers with a U.S.-based nonprofit group. World Central Kitchen was founded by celebrity chef Jose Andres and was said to immediately be pausing its operations in the region and in Cyprus, saying that ships carrying aid were turning back after the incident, which is a major setback for the efforts to get food into Gaza via sea for a population that has been pushed to the brink of starvation by the war between Israel and Hamas. Andre said he was heartbroken and grieving for his colleagues who were killed. 8 passengers stranded on an African island after a Norwegian cruise ship left without them. A dream, cruise vacation turning into a bit of a nightmare for those 8 people left stranded on an African island after the ship left without them because they were late to return from a private tour. The tourists, 6 from the United States, 2 from Australia, were aboard the Norwegian Dawn, a Norwegian cruise line ship, which departed from Cape Town, South Africa, March 20th. It was going to be on a 21-day voyage up the coast of Africa and would end in Barcelona, Spain on April 10th. But on March 27th, a group of 8 tourists were late to get back to the ship for the all-aboard time of 3 p.m., They went on a private excursion on an island, and it turns out that they were left behind, including them, Jay and Joe Campbell of South Carolina. They say the tour operator notified the cruise captain that they were going to be late to rejoin the ship. The local Coast Guard tried to get them on the vessel, but they were not allowed to board. The Biden administration is going to be holding a downsized Ramadan event after Muslim leaders declined invitations from the White House. The president says it will hold a quiet, dramatically downsized gathering after invitations were declined by several Muslim American community leaders, according to 2 sources familiar with the planning. Biden will also host a small meeting with Muslim community members to discuss issues of importance to the community. The discussion, which will take place behind closed doors, will be joined by the Vice President Kamala Harris, as well as senior administration officials and senior members of the president's national security team. Biden and Harris will host a small iftar meal with some senior Muslim administration officials, a scaled back version compared to the past years. During Ramadan, which started March 10th and ends April 9th, Muslims traditionally fast from sunrise to sunset and gather to break their fast with an iftar meal in the evening. A Washington state judge has blocked the use of AI-enhanced video as evidence in possible first-of-its-kind ruling. What exactly does that mean? Well, the judge overseeing the triple murder case barring the use of video enhanced by artificial intelligence as evidence in a ruling that experts say may be the first time it's happened in the United States criminal court system. The ruling, which was signed by the King County Superior Court Judge Leroy McCullough, described the technology as novel and said it relies on opaque methods to represent what the AI model thinks should be shown. This court finds that admission of this AI-enhanced evidence would lead to confusion of the issues and a muddling of eyewitness testimony and could lead to a time-consuming trial within a trial about the non-peer-reviewable process used by the AI model, said the judge in writing a ruling that was posted on the docket just last night. And on the topic of AI, we finish with this. Miranda Lambert, Billie Eilish, Nicki Minaj, signing a letter to AI developers encouraging them to honor artists' rights. Stevie Wonder, Miranda Lambert, Peter Frampton, Katy Perry, Smokey Robinson, among the other 200 names featured on a new open letter calling on artificial intelligence tech companies, developers, platforms, and digital music services to stop using AI, quote, to infringe upon and devalue the rights of human artists, end quote. And that wraps up today's Drive at 5. Those are the stories driving headlines on this, the second day of April.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Hey, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
Maybe you know us from our daily YouTube show, Good Mythical Morning.
But this is a little trailer for our podcast, Ear Biscuits, where two lifelong friends talk about life for a long time.
And nothing is off limits. We talk about our sex lives, our mental health journeys, but we try to never take ourselves too seriously.
So we invite you to not do the same, or to do the same. We invite you to listen. Follow and listen to Ear Biscuits.
Now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.